I shoved the pillow off my head and opened my eyes.
Ah!
There was a pink unicorn nose stuck in my face.
Your man be cheating.
Extel's breath stank of burned strawberries.
I saw him out all night with some floozy while you were working.
How did you get in my bedroom?
Through the front door. How else do you think I'd get in your room?
You're a demon. Maybe you have demon ways.
That's what you think I'd break ordinary stupid rules for? To smell your morning breath, which is hideous in case you wondered. I have followed all your rules.
Says the demon standing in my room in the shape of a pink unicorn.
Well, excuse me for expressing myself. I'm so sorry I can't be as plain and boring as the rest of you.
I pushed off the covers and sat. There was a small, very muscular black bull with very long sharp horns in front of my dresser. Avenus, I said to the newest demon in town. He had been the King of Hell's right-hand man, his counselor. He'd given all that up to come here. Even though it had been a rocky start, he'd signed the contract and agreed to follow Ordinary's laws because he was in love with the Queen of Hell. Well, now the ex-queen, Extel. He had been one of the people telling me there was a war coming. The war he thought involved the King of the Underworld.
Delaney, your man was indeed out at all hours of the night with another woman.
I know. I stood and walked past them both to the door. How do you know?
We followed them.
Oh, I pressed my palm over my eyes. Why would you do that?
Your heart is broken. I can see it. I know human hearts inside and out.
After devouring so many of them, you are, of course, an expert, my queen.
My heart is not broken. Out. Extel narrowed her sparkling eyes.
Did you just order me, the queen?
You are trespassing in my home. Go away.
Oh, he's bugged the house, hasn't he? I see.
No, there's nothing to see. Go away.
You can't say anything because he might overhear you.
He hasn't bugged the house.
Just stare at me stupidly if what I'm saying is true.
I scowled at her.
Yes, that's the face. Your man is stepping out on you. But before we murder the woman right in the eye, we'll need to discover her weaknesses.
Extel, I stabbed a finger toward the open door. Out. Leave Ryder alone.
I will leave him alone. Right in the gut.
She was winking so much it looked like she'd lost a contact. No doing anything to his gut. Leave Ryder and Vivian alone.
Vivian, the little hussy.
I stared at the ceiling, but there wasn't a god up there who was going to help me with an annoying demon unicorn. Vivian isn't a hussy. She's a monster hunter. You need to stay away from her and stay in pony form. No more pink unicorn while she's in town. Extel lifted her nose again, staring down at me.
Vivian Dunn is a monster hunter?